This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Good Life studio here at KNSS, part of the Entercom group of excellent radio stations. The Saturday is, of course, when we change the name at the KNSS studio to the Good Life studio. Glad you stopped by. Fun show today. We're going to talk about sauces, but the World Sauces Cookbook with my guest Mark Stevens. You may remember he was on back... I'm going with February, March of 2018-ish when he put out his first book, Cooking with Spices. He's going to be on in just a second. Then later in the program, Lauren, when you get her on the line, you got to figure out where the emphasis is on her last name. Lauren Buzzio or Buzzio, depending on where the emphasis is one of the executive editors at Wine Enthusiast. We're going to talk about 40 under 40 young folks who are doing amazing things with adult beverages. I got a great wine of the week. I just opened it, and oh my God, it smells so pretty. It's a Bordeaux Superior. I'll tell you more about what that means later. From France. Comes in a 6-bottle wooden case at Jacob Liquor Exchange. It's under $20 a bottle, and just from the smell alone, I would recommend it, but I can't wait to wet my whistle later in the program. Don't forget, Walzer Foundation donates 5% of pre-tax earnings to support local charities. If you haven't been to the Walzer Auto Campus at 13th and Greenwich, you're out where the lesser vehicles run. Because, man, if you need an Audi or a Porsche or a BMW, Lexus, you got to go. On the phone with me now is a creative guy that has put an awful lot of work into this book. I can't wait to... The book probably could have been thicker. We know that. I wish the publisher would have given him more picture space. But it's called The World of Sauces, 60 Regional Recipes and 30 Perfect Pairings. Now, you must understand, there's been other books written about sauces. But then to have recipes to accompany and cross-reference with, when you look at sauces, it tells you what recipes you might want to consider pairing them with, and vice versa. Look at recipes, and it tells you what sauces. Pretty fun stuff. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Guy. I appreciate you having me.
You've been a busy camper in the last couple months, huh?
I have. I certainly have. I do have a bone to pick with you, though, before we get started. One is that I don't have that wine in front of me, and so I feel like we're going to have words about that after the program.
Yeah.
And two, you guys in Wichita are stealing our minor league baseball team from New Orleans. and so, we send them with good wishes and good luck out
well,
there.
Well, you know, I hope it's good for them. I know it's got to be sad for you. I know when we lost our Wingnuts, it was kind of sad. Isn't it funny how these minor league teams have strange names, Baby Cakes and Wingnuts?
Honestly, you're doing us a favor in terms of association. We were pretty not pleased with when they changed from the Zephyrs, so hopefully you guys can restore the pride of a good name, maybe the Linemen.
Well, we're in the throes of that now. They're floating names and getting people to use social media to pick. So far, they haven't come up with a great one yet. Mark, tell us about you and briefly your journey in food and what led you to do, first off, the Spice book, and then now the World Sauces book.
So, yeah, we recapped a little bit about it last time, but I'm a filmmaker by trade, but I do a lot of traveling and cooking and several years ago, 2015 or 16, I was down in Argentina and learned that wood fire parrillada style of cooking, and a publisher got wind of sort of my work on social media, and just I would post pictures when I cook, and a friend of a friend of a friend recommended me for that first book, Cooking with Spices, with the idea that they wanted a home cook to sort of be on this journey of learning about spices, some of the other spice books out there, as you know, and we discussed, are pretty voluminous and heavy and unapproachable to sort of your average home cook. And so demystifying some of those ingredients was the goal of that one. And then it was ultimately successful enough that they approached me about doing a second book, and we threw some ideas around and came up with the World Sauces Cookbook, which is just been released this month. And that is a similar idea, similar track, in that a lot of the sauce books out there, while comprehensive, are mostly, first of all, just sauces. There's maybe 400 or 500 of them in the book, so where do you even start? And then it only sort of instructs you how to make the sauce, but not a meal. The other thing is, with a lot of the sauce books currently on the market, is while they're extraordinarily well written and documented, they mostly cover the French sauces and their derivatives. And for sort of a modern young person, I would say that's not always the go-to ingredients that you're going to cook with after a long day or on the weekend. A lot of the world sauces are a lot lighter. I'll use a lot different ingredients and just generally have a bigger expanse and profile than the things that have been covered so often again and again and again. So the idea with this book was to really curate the 60 sauces. And yeah, it would be nice to have more, but these ones are specifically chosen for diversity, for being able to make different things. And also some of them are extraordinarily hyper-regional, where you would never find them in a book unless it was a book about, for instance, there's an ajika, which is a Belarusian zucchini sauce in there. That's my friend's grandmother's sauce that she ate growing up, and I don't know that I've ever seen it anywhere, but it's extremely versatile. You can use it with a bunch of different things, and that's sort of the spirit that the book was written in.
And it's so cool. And, you know, you may recall that I spoke about this before. In fact, I mention it often on the program. I just love that aha moment when you find a new aroma, a new taste, a new mouthfeel. And you know, I guarantee you, if we put 20 people in a room and we ask them, when was the first time you had cilantro? When did you the first time you enjoyed something with cardamom? When you had your first bechamel or your first, white wine, white wine sauce to go with chicken, for example, or the first time you had a beefy, rich red wine reduction with mushrooms. And to me, those are the kind of memories that not only do I covet, but I look for that new combination of ingredients, of seasonings, of herbs, and a new sauce to change the complexity and the flavor of a dish that you're used to having, or a protein that you're used to having. And boy, you sure did that. I just think you have found the perfect second career to being a film director, and I can't wait to see what you do. Let's talk about now. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the beginnings of the book and kind of highlight some of the unusual. You touched on a little bit of that, to me, that's what makes the cost of a book so worth it. When the first few pages catch you and you learn something, and then you start thumbing through and you see things that you never imagined or you've never experienced before. And Mark, you have done it once again. We'll be right back. We've got to pay a couple bills here, but the book is called The World Sauces Cookbook. We're going to give away a copy later. My guest is Mark Stevens. He will stay with us, and we'll be right back after this break. See you in a minute.
A carefree summer starts with mosquito-free outdoor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.